Welcome to the Hide the Word of God in Your Heart podcast. Now here's your host, Danielle White.
Hello, my name is Danielle White with the Hide the Word in Your Heart devotional. This podcast is designed to help children and teenagers hide the Word of God in their hearts. John Piper said, "The times when people need you to give them comfort and counsel do not always coincide with the times you have your Bible handy." Not only that, the very word of God spoken spontaneously from your heart has unusual power. The scripture verse we are going to hide in our hearts today is 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21 in the King James Version. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Let's say that again. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Let's say that one last time. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Let's pray. Holy Father God, thank you for making your Son Jesus Christ to be sin for us, even though he was perfect and holy and innocent. And thank you for making us righteous through his blood. Thank you for dying on the cross for all of our sins, for being buried and rising again, and for preparing for us home in heaven. Please, of all peoples, come to know your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, and hide your word in their hearts. Amen. God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." If you were not yet saved and would like to be, all you have to do is pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart today, and he will. Until next time, God bless you.